Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for everything you do. Really appreciate it. I called last week about a young lady who is having atypical cells in her cervical area, and you had talked about Dr. Maria Bell. I was wondering, since I3C supposedly turns into DIM, is it good to just take the DIM, or should you take both I3C and DIM?
To cover bases, sir, I'd take them both. It's not likely to do anything harmful at all, so okay. I'd use them both. But you've been doing your study, and nice going.
And let's see. I had read something about, I think it was 100 milligrams of the DIM, or maybe it was the I3C. Do you know what the dosages would be recommended?
Yes, you're right, sir, about it was the I3C, 100 milligrams. I'm sorry, she used 200 milligrams, Dr. Bell did. As you know, the reason for using the both of them is their absorption is quite dependent on whether the stomach is equipped to bust that first molecule into two pieces, which actually are two of the second molecule. Has to do with stomach acid and the pepsin and all that kind of stuff that's in the stomach, sir. So that's why I want to cover all the bases. And another thing is, we would be relatively hard-pressed to be overdosing on those two things. Now, I have seen people using up to 1,000 milligrams where it actually skews their so-called 2:16 ratio too far in the direction of osteoporosis and away from the direction of cancer. But who needs osteoporosis or cancer? So keeping the doses down is in the range that Dr. Bell used is best.
Okay. All right. Another thing that I had read was that the I3C seemed to the DIM seems to do most of the work, but as you say, you don't know, how much absorption will take place. They also talked about the I3C being a little bit riskier or something like that.
Yes, at the high doses it is, sir, just simply because of this osteoporosis risk thing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That's all I needed to know. I'll go ahead and pass that information along then.
Well, thank you for calling, sir, and thank you for keeping up on your research. The best way to keep ourselves and our friends and families healthy is to keep track of what's going on. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, and I subscribe to Green Medicine Newsletter and listen to your program every week.
Oh, we poor guy. Well, I'm glad you do, sir, and wait till you see this upcoming newsletter. The information in there just blew me away. If we don't get very many calls today, I might be talking about it a little, but yeah, jump on that next newsletter next time you see it, sir. There's some information in there that I learned from another doc that, woo-hoo, then I went to PubMed, the online where you can look stuff up. And I looked it all up, and oh, my gosh, it's absolutely true. So anyway, have a good look next time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, and I appreciate your calling so we get the word out to everybody. Thank you, sir.